Montserrat is a female tridactyl mummy discovered in early 2020, noteworthy for being found in a pregnant state. She was excavated by a Peruvian university team for UNICA and named Montserrat. At approximately 1.4 meters or 4 feet 10 inches tall, Montserrat is slightly shorter than Maria but clearly an adult of the larger body type. Her age at death is estimated to be around 15 to 25 years old, a young adult by human standards. Montserrat is exceptionally well preserved, with a completely articulated skeleton in near perfect symmetry and significant portions of dried soft tissue remaining. She quickly became one of the most scientifically studied of the tridactyls due to the fetal remains within her. Montserrat's anatomy aligns with Maria's in all major aspects. Maria, an elongated skull and no external ears or hair. She has slightly smaller stature and slighter build than Maria, but shares the same natural mummification with skin covering parts of the body. Her skull is elongated with large eye orbits and cranial volume comparable to Maria's. Importantly, Montserrat CT scans reveal that she was carrying in her abdominal cavity. The team identified a developing fetal form being visible on the scans, a tiny tridactyl embryo with skeletal structure, curled in a womb-like space. This confirms that Montserrat was pregnant with at least one advanced fetus. Montserrat also contains an astonishing array of metallic implants, at least 10 distinct metal implants embedded into her body. These include 4 small round implants in her skull, 2 on each side, several in her chest and thoracic area, and others along her arm and leg bones as per the CT images. They're described as very dense and made of rare metals, osmium and gold. Additionally, Montserrat's chest anatomy is peculiar. She has an expanded ribcage without a sternum, like the other tridactyls, and an interclavicle bone, an extra bone at the shoulder girdle. Noted by researchers, her spine is continuous into the skull, again demonstrating this craniocervical canal. Montserrat has been one of the most deeply analyzed specimens. High-resolution 128-slice CT scans were performed, and a full 3D virtual autopsy was conducted. The scans confirmed Montserrat's pregnancy with tridactyl features.
Sí, parece que hubieran restos de hay huesitos pequeñitos, mira.
¿Cómo?
Hay huesitos pequeñitos como si estuviera embarazada.
¿En el abdomen?
Sí, mira, ahí están.
¿Fragmentos de hueso?
Sí, pequeños.
Ya, eso le tiene
como,
que
como un feto pequeño.
Ya, fragmentos de hueso.
Unos huesitos, mira.
Sí.
No puede ser.
Wow.
Mira, esto es un huesito.
Ya, claro.
Esta puede ser su columna.
Sí, ahí le tienes que dar un poco más de,
ya estaba embarazada,
de un detalle.
Todo lo que significa tener un
del lado
con,
derecho,
este, con una gestación.
Esta es su cabecita, parece.
¡Ya está! ¡Ya está! Este es el fragmento y esta es la columna.
Sí, esta su cabecita. Esto parece en sus agujeros de los ojos. Parece cervical de acá. Y esas son sus extremidades.
Ya está, ya no hay duda. Ahí está, mira, sí. Hay cabeza, ya no hay duda, pues.
Sí, estaba.
Sí, estaba, ¿no?
Estaba gestando.
Sí, estaba gestando.
Ya está, no hay duda.
The CT scans also mapped each of the metal implants. Notably, 4 coin-like metallic discs are arranged, 2 on each side of her head, just under the skin of the temporal regions. Others are small rod or bead-shaped objects attached to ribs and near the clavicle region. Their regular shape implies they were deliberately inserted. No modern materials like wires or screws are associated with them. They appear ancient. Tissue biopsies from Montserrat's muscle and skin have been taken. DNA sequencing so far aligns with other specimens, showing a significant portion of unidentifiable sequences. The metal implants in Montserrat are also highly significant. The team's metallurgical analysis found one implant had traces of osmium, one of the rarest elements on Earth. Their placement and their count of 10 total suggests intentional insertion. For authenticity, I would say that Montserrat is a cornerstone. The sheer complexity of her condition of pregnancy with fetus, multiple implants, injuries, it's impossible to reconcile this with a hoax. CT scans confirm that Maria and Montserrat are real biological beings with natural mummification. Montserrat particularly showcases that reality, a young mother from 1800 years ago mummified with her unborn offspring.
Qué pena que los antropólogos estén perdiendo algo como esto.
Bodies recovered in Peru with elongated skulls, three fingers, three toes, some of them have eggs inside of them, they have precious metals surgically implanted into their bodies, they are over 1,500 years old, and they are being found in a country that is known for some of the most alien-looking architecture from the ancient world. Organ structures like a tubular heart, axial reproductive canals, skeletal features like fused arm bones, even microscopic details, intact fingerprints and healing bone fractures, a developing fetal form being visible on the scans, a tiny tridactyl embryo with skeletal structure, curled in a womb-like space.
Con una gestación.
Este es su cabecita, parece.
¡Mira! ¡Ya está!